it's your time. A reminder that no matter what the world may say, God knows all things. Even as we come today, we're always grateful to be able to share the Word of God with you. And let's bow. Father, we come in the name of Jesus. And as we come, we ask even now that we might decrease and that you might increase. Save someone today, encourage another, and when this time is done, we'll give your name the praise and the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You have your Bibles today. Turn in the book of Galatians, the 6th chapter. We'll read verses 9 and 10. Galatians 6, verses 9 and 10. We certainly give reverence to the Spirit of God today for allowing us to stand here. It reads, verse 9, "Let us not become weary in doing good. For at the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers." I want to preach on this first Sunday of the new year from the sermonic title, A Divine Opportunity. A Divine Opportunity. It was back in 1765 that John Newbery published a book entitled The History of Little Goody Two-Shoes. It told the story of one young girl named Marjorie Meanwell. She was orphaned along with her brother, very poor. They lived a life of poverty. The girl was so poor, she only owned one shoe. Now, maybe you've never been there. I mean, I've heard stories of people having two left shoes and two right shoes, and times were so hard, they had to switch up. You ever heard that kind of story before? Oh, my God, some of our forefathers and our mothers have told us those kinds of stories. But one day, she's given a pair of shoes, and she is so excited that she comes to the community saying, "I have two shoes." And there are many things to get excited about, but to have two shoes. Sometime later, things changed for this young girl. She became a teacher. She married somebody of great wealth and began to use that wealth to give other people an opportunity to do good. You know, we've long associated goody two-shoes with someone who is well-behaved and someone who is considerate of others. Are you someone who is willing to offer a helping hand to someone? And are you someone who is willing to give words of encouragement to someone who is down? And better yet, to lead them to the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, we have many conversations about many things, but let us not forget the words and the message that makes the difference. It is to tell someone about Jesus. My God, isn't that why we come every Sunday morning? To be encouraged and to let the world know outside of these doors that Jesus is alive and well. An opportunity is something that we see as a chance. It is seen as an occasion in which we can really do good toward others. Most of us have heard our parents say and people in the community say, take advantage of your opportunity. Take advantage of your break. But a divine opportunity is one that is from God. It is one that is ordained by God. As I stand today, being in the state of Maryland is an opportunity. I didn't know where I would end up after I married my bride. I told her, I'm going somewhere. I didn't know where. But God led us this way, and he allowed us to be a part of this fellowship and to lead this ministry. We took advantage of a God-led opportunity. But let me just do a disclaimer here. When I talk about opportunity, there's a difference in opportunity and an opportunist. Ah, that is someone who exploits a circumstance. They see you down and they'll stomp on you. Someone see you on your hard luck and they try to add to it. And they're not being guided by any principles. Truth of the matter is, the Apostle Paul at one time was an opportunist. Going by the name of Saul, he would go from town to town and persecute Christians for a bounty. But isn't it great how God would change your life around? Oh, my God, there's some Paul in all of us. The old you, but he is now writing a letter to the church at Galatia. He's encouraging them, even in verse 9, to not be weary in well-doing. In other words, keep doing good, because after a while, you will reap a harvest. Not a harvest physically, but you will reap a spiritual harvest if you just keep doing good. Amen? And so when we look at the word today, and you think about a divine opportunity, I'm going to spend the most of the time in the 10th verse, but there are a few things that I want to suggest that we need to expect an opportunity. We should then expand that opportunity and then see that it becomes an extraordinary opportunity. Expect an opportunity. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good. Paul includes himself. Amen? Well, where do opportunities come from? Do they fall out of the sky? They're all around us. So often we miss opportunities or the chance to encourage someone until after the fact. We don't have to go opportunity hunting. Opportunities present themselves all the time. And so Paul says, since, therefore, now that you have this chance, I want to implore you to do good. Amen? I think about the parable that is an earthly story with heavenly meaning over in Luke 10. You know the story. The question is asked, how can I obtain eternal life? And Jesus says, you got a minute? Let me tell you a story about a man who had fallen and beaten and laying on the side of the road. And guess what? The priest came by and gave him the side eye. The Levite came by and pretended he didn't see him. Or you've done it before with the squeegee kids. You know you have. I try to keep at least a dollar or two in my ashtray so that don't do my wonder, but take this. I didn't come by to judge them, but maybe there's an opportunity in that moment to say, God bless you, and they remember the man in that truck. Not that God is calling me to do that, but I felt that it's an opportunity. But this good Samaritan sees him, and then he bandages up his wounds, and then he takes him by to the inn and says, if he goes over, I'll come by and pick up the bill. If he gets room service, I'll come by and pick it up. Thank God for this opportunity to make a difference in the life of someone else. Amen? You must look for an opportunity. When you walk out this place today, opportunities will line themselves up just for you. If somebody is waiting, they know you've been to church because you got a cross around your neck. They know you've been to church because on the back of your vehicle it says, bless. That's what's on my truck. And so you got all that stuff on and you got your palm from Palm Sunday and you can't tell anybody about Jesus. Expect an opportunity, but also be able to expand that opportunity. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people. No matter what your zip code is. Sometimes we get a little picky. I'm not going to talk to that person. They don't look right. Or they're not from the right zip code. But God is calling us to do what? To reach all people regardless. And all means all. People you may not care for. Amen. Folk that you got a beef with. Amen. Folk who can't stand you. Amen. We are called to do what? To witness to everyone. And maybe some of you don't have anybody that don't like you. You're the most popular person in town. Everybody loves you until you get out of their space. But nevertheless, we are called to what? To be good and to do good to all people. And some of them may be your enemies. Amen?
Amen.
I love what the Gospel of Matthew 5:43-48 says. You've heard it has been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemies. But Jesus flips the script. But I say unto you, love your enemies. Bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you. And pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. Ow. That may be one of the hardest things that Jesus ever asked. You've carried over some meanness into 2022. You've carried over some issues from last year. But God is calling on each of us to do what? To be people of love. Paul says over in Romans 12:20, therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. Offer him a carry out meal. Call DoorDash for him. If he thirsts, give him a drink. For in doing so, you shall heap coals of fire on his head. We have to have an all people attitude. Amen. You can't be in a clique. But blessed be to God, somebody out there needs to hear about Jesus, and you've been given an opportunity to witness, a divine opportunity. Extend your opportunity. Expect an opportunity, but also make sure it is an opportunity that's extraordinary. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers. Amen?
Amen.
And extraordinary means a bit unusual. It means beyond the ordinary. And the text says to people that you have in the household of faith.
Yeah.
And maybe never at your church, and certainly not this church. They've both got issues in the church. And he says, even though you do it for everybody, make sure that those who you know, believers, that you are nice to them, that you might do good toward them.
Right.
Christian brothers on the job, in the community, in our homes, do what? Do good. John 13:34-35, Jesus says, a new command I give you. It's all about love. Love one another as I have loved you. So you must love one. It's not an option. You must love one another. And by this, everyone will know that you're my disciples. If you love one another. And see, we're called as believers to bear fruit. John 15:16, you did not choose me. I chose you and I appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit. Amen. Fruit that will last. And so whatever you ask in my name, the Father would give to you. All I'm saying is that we have a chance in this new year. Reverend, I can't see people up front. COVID's out there. Oh, you on social media? Social media them some love. Text them some love. And whatever happened to the telephone, give them a call. Say, listen, let me just drop a little something your way. There are many people in this place that we just kind of connect. I got a scripture that wore me out. Can I share it with you? Because I want you to hear what the Lord said for me. But it was really for me. I don't use it as a weapon. I use it as a way to encourage someone in Jesus Christ. Jesus was a do-gooder. Amen. The Bible says in Acts 10:38 that God anointed him and he went around doing good. What a model and example that Jesus did good. Healing. He did good, encouraging. He did good, letting folk know that the kingdom of God was at hand. You've got a message to share today. And Jesus has given us a chance in this new year, a chance in this new season to go to the highways and to go to the byways, letting someone know that God is good. Anybody now feel like a goody two-shoe? That you out trying to tell somebody, listen, here's what the Lord has done for me. Here's where the Lord has brought me from. Amen. The Bible reminds us to go ye therefore. Teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Lo, I am with thee always, even to the end of the earth. Well, you know, growing up as a young man, my father used to call me good boy. And then it became short for goody. Now, I was not all that good. And my siblings would tell you that Tim got in some trouble, but because he was the youngest, he got away with it. Amen? Maybe in your home that you were that child that everybody thought was goody two-shoe, when in fact you were not at all. But since I've come on the Lord's side, I've embraced that good boy, that good saint label. But over time, God has seen the good in me. Matthew 25 says, "His well done, thy good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. Now come on, let me make you ruler over many." One day Jesus gave me the opportunity to do good. And the fact of the matter is I feel good. Amen. And as I was beginning to think about that this morning, I was reminded of my mother. And reminded of the saints of old. And all they would say is, "I feel good, good, good. I feel good down in my soul. Oh, every time I think about Jesus, it makes me feel good." Come on, help me out. "I feel good. Good, good. I feel good down in my soul. Well, there's something about the name of Jesus make me feel." And that's the verse. "Well, I went to the valley. I didn't go to stay. My soul got happy and I stayed all day. Well, there's something about the name of Jesus that makes me feel, oh, I feel good, good." Wasn't always good. "I feel good down in my soul. Well, there's something about the name, well, makes me feel good. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound, saved a wretch just like me. Well, I know there's something about Jesus that makes me feel, oh, I feel good, good. Oh, I feel good down in my soul. Where there's something about the name of Jesus makes me feel good." Hallelujah. Just call me Goody Two-Shoe. As we come today. See, when you've been doing bad for so long, you ought to want to do good. And to do good toward other people. And we're called as believers today to just be good. Just be good. As we come today and we bow before the Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the charge that Paul gave to the church. And in fact, we are the church, the body of believers. Even now, give us opportunity to share with someone our testimony, share with someone where you brought us from. I pray even now, if there's one in this building and one that may be watching over social media, that they wanted to begin the year doing other things. But very simple, give us the opportunity. Give us a chance to be a do-gooder, to be Goody Two-Shoes in the spirit. I pray even now, dear God, for that lost soul. And I pray even now, dear God, for that person who's in the valley of decision. They have lived a life where nobody's done good for them. But they now have the chance to know that we serve a God who's good. So good that he sent his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to die for us. The Bible says, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, the Bible says, thou shalt be saved. Do it today, God, we pray. Look what you've done with us. What a miracle you performed in our life. It is our prayer today that we don't miss the opportunity to do good, especially to those in the household of faith. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.